Hey.
Arsenio Hall, this is crazy.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really excited to be talking to you. So you're going to be in the Bay Area for Laugh Fest over at the Paramount Theater on Saturday.
Yes. I think this is the second annual version of this Valentine's Day weekend festival, which is a perfect reason for you to come and laugh, because we need to laugh more than ever these days.
Oh, my gosh. You tell me, man. Like, this couldn't have come at a better time. And plus, you know, it's going to be, you know, Valentine's weekend. It's definitely needed, for sure.
Yeah. Well, take a loved one, somebody you like laughing with, and it's definitely a great night. It'll keep you laughing. I know there's Chris Spencer coming through, and there'll probably be a Wayans brother there. I hear Marlon
yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah, and D-Ray, Davis, Felipe Esparza. Yeah, Bruce too. Are you guys all good friends, or how, you know, do you guys hang out, you know, when off season with the shows and stuff?
Well, you know what? I'm hosting this one because I'm kind of the vet. I know all these young guys, and Bruce would laugh if he heard me call him young, but they are young to me. And over the years, you know, when I've had different shows and platforms, you try to put a D-Ray Davis on, you put Marlon on when he needs to promote something. So I know all these guys from the clubs and from different TV situations. It's going to be a lot of fun. I get to be the ringmaster and hold it all together.
When are you? So it's on Saturday, but when are you getting into the Bay?
Let's see. I'm going to come in Saturday morning because I'm shooting something with Reverend Run Friday.
Oh,
apparently,
wow.
Reverend Run is doing a sitcom at Netflix, and he asked me to come knock these lines out for him. So I'm going to do something with him. Then I'm going to shoot up there and hang out with you.
Oh, okay. I like that. Oh, that's cool. So when you come to the Bay, how often are you here in the Bay, though?
I come up a lot because there's so many places to work, and the Bay is so vast. You can go to Tommy T's. You can go to San Jose and do the improv. There's a theater converted to a comedy club there, a brilliant, brilliant theater. And I've come up to do, obviously, corporates and philanthropic things to raise money up in the Bay Area. So for some reason or another, I seem to be there every 3 months, which means I have to write a lot and change my material a lot. And by the way, Donald Trump is always a big help with new material.
So we can expect a little bit of that on Saturday from you as you host the Laugh Fest?
Oh, Fresh. Got to do it.
I mean,
I'm the only one there that night who knows Donald Trump personally, and I know Hillary Clinton personally. As a matter of fact, I'm a Republican. I don't like no politician.
When
I
have to vote
for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, that's like asking me who my favorite Menendez brother is.
You did not go there.
It's frightening. You might as well say, do you want Eric or Lyle as your president?
Oh,
I can't stand
none
of these people. Hey, by the way, is Fresca a stage name, or did your mama name you that?
No, that's a stage name. My real name is Francis, so now you know why I changed it to Fresca.
Oh, Francis is cute, though.
I don't like that. Well, I mean, I could appreciate it now, but when I started radio, I was like, hip-hop DJ, I'm not going to be DJ Francis. So, you know, I was like, so it was more of the...
Where did Francis come from?
Because I'm the first American born on my mother and father's side, because my family's from the Philippines, but I was the first American born on both sides of the family. So, and I was born in San Francisco. So,
Arsenio is actually a Greek word, kind of unique for a black man to be named Arsenio. In Greek, it means Leroy, so it really ain't that unique. I'm just being silly. But I like that we both have very unique names.
Yes, I love it too.
We probably didn't want when we were young, like you're saying.
Did you ever give a fake name, though? Did you ever tell your friends that your name wasn't Arsenio, that it was something else? Because I used to tell people my name was Teresa.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I used to love Dr. J, and I used to make my friends call me Doctor. And it was really because I didn't like Arsenio. Arsenio was weird for the ghetto. Everybody was Darnell, or they had a cool nickname like No Neck or something. And Arsenio was, you look at it, it has optics problems. If you look at Arsenio real quick, it looked like poison. You know, you could actually drop the O and add a C and you got arsenic. So I don't like the optics on it. But in show business, it worked. And And by the way, Fresco was already taken, so I stuck with it.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, man, it's so good to talk to you. I can't wait to see you on Saturday. I'm a really big fan. And I you know, when you came back with your...
The reboot.
Yeah, man. I was like, what happened? Like, I was very disappointed that it did not stay.
Yeah, it was a weird situation, and it turned out to be a complicated business thing. But you always look for the silver lining. And the day Prince passed, I remember waking up thinking, wow, it was worth going back just for that hour I did with Prince and his final interview and performance on television. It was, you know, God works in mysterious ways, Fresh.
They do. He does. But I'm just
because
when
does,
you said they do. Okay, I said they do because when you said Prince, I was thinking of all the people we've lost recently in these last 5 years. I just can't. It's so crazy. It's heavy, man. It's heavy on all of our hearts and minds of all these incredible creative people that have passed on because of, you know, craziness. And and I just want to say thank you for bringing them to us. I mean, before I was even in the business, watching you bring these people into my life as a viewer and see them in a light that nobody normally would see them in. And I always thought that was so cool of you because you reach them on a level that most people that do interviews don't.
Yeah, wow. I thank you for saying that. Part of the reason for that year reboot is so I could have something to talk to you about today, and I appreciate you.
Well, cool. Have fun. Please safe travels, and have a great time out here.
I'll talk to you in a few months.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll be waiting.
Okay, bye-bye, Fresca.